Landscape has shaped the Australian identity, and for the early European colony around Sydney Cove, the eucalypt and sandstone wilderness of the Blue Mountains was both barrier and gateway to the promise of wide open plains. Today, the Blue Mountains are recognised for their geological and their botanical riches as a World Heritage Area. But a new exhibition, Picturing the Great Divide, tells a cultural story over the last two centuries about people as much as it is about country. The exhibition opens to the public tomorrow in Australia's newest regional art gallery in Katoomba. Gavin Wilson is the curator of this exhibition and he's in the Breakfast studio now. Gavin, welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, Frank.
Europeans found the Blue Mountains pretty rough and intimidating. For example, botanist George Cayley got bamboozled there back in 1814 and he later wrote to his patron, Sir Joseph Banks, "The roughness of the country I found beyond description."
That's right, Fran. It was a barrier. It was a barrier to the colony, and the people that went out to try and find a way through it discovered it was a labyrinth. It was, I think, Cayley in fact described it as the devil's wilderness, and he understood there were ways through it, but you had to really understand Aboriginal culture and their patterns of movement. And that came a little late. That came with Blackstone, Wentworth, and Lawson, of course. But I think that's a theme that runs through the whole exhibition. This sense of it being a deeply mysterious place,
and a deeply mysterious place because these people coming from Europe, it looked different. The Blue Mountains looked different. It was a different landscape. I mean, it's not even really mountains. They're not mountains.
Well, that's right, Fran. The thing about them is it's a great uplifted plateau, sandstone plateau. It's a work in progress. And it's a site where you don't look up, you look down into it. And this is what really struck a number of the artists as they made their way across, because they followed the road. As the road was established, so people were interested in the views and aspects of this. So they followed the road, and they were finding themselves peering into these steep gorges and valleys, peering down. And it was this slightly vertiginous aspect of the place that I think moved Eugène von Gerard, who came later on in the 1870s, but extraordinary stuff.
And the early European artists, we see so often the early images, the early paintings from the Europeans are really done through a romantic lens, a European lens. They don't actually look like our landscape. Is that so in the collection you have gathered here from the early artists? I'm looking at one from Joseph Lycett, who came here as a convict, and it looks pretty rough. It looks pretty tough.
Yes, look. He was one of those great artists. I think you could look and put. That was his trick. He got out into that wilderness, and he'd been supported by Governor Macquarie, who had. Who discovered his talents. I mean, he did arrive here as a forger, and like a number of them did, a number of these artists, or later artists, and he was sent out to investigate some of these sites. And yes, that wilderness he discovered, he's virtually hurled himself into it. It's a wonderful study, and that picturesque quality runs through some of the earlier works, through to the Romantics, which came with Conrad Martens, and as I said, Eugène von Gerard, and later to the post-impressionists, Howard Ashton, and so forth. But it's all about establishing a kind of an emotional link with the landscape. It's a psychological and a physical place. So this is what this is what they depicted over time.
So where you describe Joseph Lycett as look and put of painting what's there, some of the other paintings that you've gathered and sketches you've gathered, they are darker places. They imbue the landscape with a darkness, don't they?
Yes, well, look, that's right. I think there's one, Julie Harris, a contemporary artist, did a series, Dark Stations, and it comes to grips with the extraordinariness, the range of landscape elements, the depths one has to go to really, I suppose, bring something fresh to this whole notion of landscape painting and landscape depiction.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 9, and we're speaking with Gavin Wilson, who's curating a new exhibition at a new regional art gallery in Katoomba. It's called Picturing the Great Divide, and it's focusing, well, on the Great Divide and on the Blue Mountains. What about, Gavin, what about depictions of Aboriginal people in and around the Blue Mountains?
Yes, well, that's very interesting. We've got some works by Alphonse Pelion, who came out here with Freycinet, the French, on a French tour of discovery. And as guests of Governor Macquarie, he was allowed to travel west as far as Bathurst, and he came upon the Springwood tribe early on in his journey. And as a draftsman, he did some extraordinary studies, animated, wonderful depictions of these people that he these came to light rather wonderfully for us. But they're very rare. They've never been shown before in Australia. Before. That's correct.
Great.
They came from the Alan Bond collection in London. A local businessman got wind of this and fortunately purchased them, and then I tracked him down, and we've got them on display, and they're very rare examples. There's an empathy in these works too, which I think is very revealing.
And it's more than just paintings. There's also photographs in this, sketches, as I said. And you reckon that Kintuba photographer Harry Phillips just about made the Blue Mountains as a tourist destination with his images.
Look, he was one of the great identities in the area. And photography, you're right, is a central theme in this exhibition. And what Harry was doing around the turn of this, in the early years of the 20th century, was taking photographs and hand-tinting them of spectacular sights around the area, because what had happened, see, people would turn up on these, this newfound idea of leisure, and they'd go off for a weekend, and, of course, the clouds would descend and they may not see these sights. So Harry was able to come up with these marvellous hand-tinted photographs as souvenirs, so they weren't disappointed.
And I don't think anyone seeing this great collection of images will be disappointed either. Gavin, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Pleasure, friend.
Gavin Wilson, he's curator of the exhibition. It's called Picturing the Great Divide, Visions from Australia's Blue Mountains, in the new Where Else Blue Mountains Cultural Centre at Katoomba. And if you're lucky enough to be around the Blue Mountains tomorrow, Gavin will be giving a talk at that exhibition at 11:30.